Jerry, Joe, thank you very much. It is time for the post-game show, and the post-game show brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. It's time for Blue Jays Talk. 416-870-0591, 888-666-0590, star 590 on the cell. Disappointing loss for the Blue Jays, because this one was very winnable. They've been winning plenty recently. You can't win them all, as I'm sure you're well aware. Blue Jays lose it 4-2, 0-6 with runners in scoring position. Troy Tulowitzki back in the lineup after spending a couple of weeks on the disabled list. 0-4, had a strikeout, hit a couple of balls hard, and nothing to show for it, as the Blue Jays left wanting, especially in that top of the ninth inning. Bases loaded, one out for the reigning American League MVP Josh Donaldson, grounding into the game-ending double play. Zach Britton had no idea where he was throwing it, but all it took was the one pitch, and he gets out of it. And can you look back at that Kevin Pillar at bat and maybe a call going one way or the other, changing that ninth inning? Maybe. Either way, Blue Jays still in position to win a series in the rubber game tomorrow afternoon, but they're against a tough customer in Chris Tillman, who they've generally handled throughout his career. They have their own ace in Marcus Stroman on the hill. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Murray in Toronto, you'll lead us off here on Blue Jays Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Mike. I'm first-time caller.
I'm Ben, but yeah, okay. Cool.
Ben, yeah. My apologies.
You're doing well.
I should start paying attention. Okay, Ben, I know Tulowitzki's back. He's a pretty expensive guy on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
The team was doing great without him. He has been a big disappointment to most of us. I think he's barely batting his weight, and he seems to be more injury prone these days. I don't know if it's timing or if it's hurt, but he doesn't seem to come across, and I question Gibbons having him where he is in the lineup. I think if he's forced to bring him back, and I don't see why, but if he is, why doesn't he have them eighth, okay, as opposed to where he is in the lineup?
Thank you for the call, Murray. You got more? All right. You haven't been released yet, so you can hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Troy Tulowitzki was one of this team's best hitters when he went down with that injury. The last 11 games he played before he went down, he was hitting near 300. He had some big hits, if you'll recall. That was just 3 weeks ago. He is and has been, although he hasn't shown it in almost a calendar year as a Blue Jay, been one of the best offensive shortstops in the game over the last near decade. The guys filling in for him have done an admirable job, specifically Darwin Barney. Darwin Barney is a below-average offensive player, has a long track record of being a below-average offensive player. Ryan Goins doesn't have as long a track record, but he's never been an above-average offensive player in his minor league career, and there's nothing to give you an indication that he's a good offensive player. Troy Tulowitzki, to go with the offensive side of the thing, is a great defender at shortstop. He was hitting sixth. He wasn't hitting third. He wasn't hitting fourth. He was hitting below a guy who was almost traded away in the offseason and another guy who's got a career OPS of 700 in Justin Smoke. I think sixth is the least where you can put Troy Tulowitzki. No problem with hitting him sixth, Murray.
What was his batting average before he went down with the injury?
Well, I said he was hitting near 300 his last 11 games.
No, you said 11 games. I want to know, what was he hitting since he started the 2016 season?
I don't know.
Correct
211?
Me if I'm wrong. I don't think he's hitting 200.
Well, now he's not, because he was 0-4, and now he's hitting 199. Okay. But the baseball is played in larger sample sizes. Troy Tulowitzki for his career is a 293 hitter. And yeah, even in his terrible time as a Toronto Blue Jay, he's got an OPS near 700, which is like as bad as Troy Tulowitzki you figure is going to be. He's been more productive than Darwin Barney's ever been in his entire career. All right, thanks for the call, Murray. We got to move on. All right, we got plenty of callers we want to get to. I'll throw out the phone lines again. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on the cell. Blue Jays lose game two of this three-game set. Still a chance to win the series tomorrow. Marcus Stroman against Chris Tillman. More of your phone calls. Taking your calls until the bottom of the hour on the network, and then all the way until 8 o'clock on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. It's Blue Jays talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
The 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground out to second base. Scope has it. The second one. Back to first. Double play. And Baltimore wins it. 4-2. As Britton saves the day, getting an MVP in the process.
Drama. Josh Donaldson in a spectacular position to do something dramatic, but Zach Britton pretty adept at getting ground balls. He got a perfectly placed one to end the game on a double play. So the Orioles take it 4-2 over the Blue Jays this afternoon in Baltimore, setting up a rubber match tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 first pitch, or 1 o'clock pregame show on the Sportsnet Radio Network. It's Blue Jays talk, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on the cell. I'm Ben Annis in for Mike Wilner. Mike, hopefully back for tomorrow's game, but plenty to talk about when it comes to this game. The R.A. Dickey haters in full force on Twitter. It's amazing. Hey, you fill in for Mike. You do this job. You tweet out the things you tweet, and then you end up being a sounding board for a lot of people. And on an R.A. Dickey start day, you get a lot of R.A. Dickey hate. Is good today. More than good. That's a good Orioles offense. He limited them to just 3 runs and only 2 of them earned over 6 innings. Through 95 pitches. That's enough to win on most nights. But the Blue Jays used up all of their runs yesterday, apparently. Didn't have any today. And boy, did they let Yovani Gallardo off the hook in a big way. He allowed 9 base runners over his 5 innings of work. But the Blue Jays, as it stands right now, with a chance to pull back to 1 game back of the division lead with a win tomorrow. Back to the phone lines we go. Will is in Toronto. You're on the Sportsnet Radio Network, Will.
Hi, how are you, Ben?
Good.
Nice to hear a different voice on this program for a change. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Listen, I have a real big problem. I mean, I've been crunching these numbers, and it's kind of driving me a little bit nuts. Today was Dickey's 15th start,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and the Jays have 4 wins. They bailed him out 2 of those 4 wins. I understand today was a quality start, and I understand that his last start, he only gave up 2 runs, and it was a quality start. I understand that. But this is the part that it's really, 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 really killing me, because at this rate, okay, if you want to win the American League East,
mm-hmm.
okay, just basically, let's just say, okay, so it says 15 start. You know they get 33 starts. So let's just say that he only gets 30 starts.
Yeah. Okay?
I don't think the Jays are capable of winning another game when he starts.
Why? Not one. Okay, go ahead.
No, they've won 4 games.
No, but you just said they're not capable of winning another time he starts.
I don't believe, because I'm going to tell you why. And the reason why is this. Because with Dickey comes Toley. And with Toley, okay, the Jays are, let's just say they don't even create an error, which they did, or pass balls, which definitely happens, and it happened today, and errors. And I mean, you can't win a ball game by giving a top-ranking team 4 or 5 or 6 extra outs every single game that he pitches.
They didn't get an extra out.
The numbers don't work.
There was no extra outs given.
Game since 1971, 72. I know. They don't work. It does not work. So the thing is, he is I don't think they'll win another game if they have them all. I know he's an inning eater, and I totally understand that. And I understand that every team needs him. And I also understand why the Jays stocked up on starting pitchers and guys that can start, like Chavez. I understand that. But Hutch is sitting there waiting, chopping at a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He can start admirably. Why can't we trade Dickey to?
Okay, let me stop you right there. Okay, hold on, Will.
All
right, just hold on. Just bring him down, Will. You just got to. Deep breath here. Okay. Couple of things. One. Okay, yeah, Josh. Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. Josh Tolley did not allow an extra out. Like that he was responsible for an unearned run on a pass ball. There was no out created because of that pass ball. Yes, it created an unearned run. Two. R.A. Dickey now has an ERA of 4.08. I tweeted earlier that David Price is an ERA over 4.5. Drew Hutchison, your solution in the rotation last season in 28 starts, had an ERA of 5.57. Who gives your team the better shot at winning day in, day out? The guy with the 5.57 ERA or the guy with the 4.07 ERA, Will?
Statistics, okay, right now.
Shouldn't talk about statistics.
You can remember this day, you can write it down, okay, you can make a little note on your... I'm telling you, the Toronto Blue Jays will never win. They bailed them out last year because they're hitting. Okay, they bailed them out a huge last year because of their hitting. But this year, it's starting to come on, but... I mean, not only is Tolley, this is how detrimental he is to the team. Not only do the Jays lose three or four outs, okay, he's a rally breaker. Like, I mean, there was a couple of games, last game, he should have been pulled out as the second Dickey was out.
Okay, thanks for the call, Will. We got to move along. We got a lot of people we want to get to. Thank you for the call. The assertion that the Blue Jays have no chance in winning any of R.A. Dickey's remaining 17 starts is... outlandish. I think I'd take that bet if you wanted to actually put a couple ducats down. Back to the phone lines. David's in Stouffville.
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
Thanks for pinch hitting for Mike tonight.
Oh, it's fun.
I'm going to take a different stance on... I wanted to start off by actually saying you can't win them all. And
yes.
Dickey pitched well today. Quality start. Gave the team a chance to win. I think he only gave up three.
Yeah? Well, he gave up three, only two earned.
Yeah, so there it is. So what more do you want? The bats didn't catch fire today. But, hey, I'll take five wins every week as we did this week. So
and a chance to win another series against the division-leading Baltimore Orioles. They took 3-4 at Rogers Center. That was only a week ago.
I know. I was there at that last Sunday game. That was quite the scene. The other point I wanted to make, I'm looking ahead at the schedule. I noticed there's actually two off days this week.
Yeah, Monday and Thursday.
So... I know that there's been a lot of chat about saving Sanchez's arm, and they're also talking of, you know, Stroman, giving him extra rest. Are they going to play with the – I know they only have, what, five games this week, so are they going to bring Hutch up for a spot start, give a couple of days extra rest to these guys? I don't know if you have any inside info.
I don't have any inside info. I'm very much on the outside, but I can tell you that I would think it would make more sense, and that will happen. I imagine you'll see another spot start from Drew Hutchison at some point in the not-so-distant future. I imagine it would make a little more sense to do that in a stretch of games where there are no off days necessarily, which are coming up. I mean, that you have two off days in a week kind of means that you're already building in rest for...
Right.
For your starters, if you just keep the rotation intact, which I imagine
right.
The Blue Jays will do, so probably see Hutch a different time of the season where there aren't any off days, looking ahead before the All-Star break, because it's fast approaching as well, the All-Star break. So after that off day on Thursday, Blue Jays' next off day doesn't come for a long time, so maybe it's some stretch there. They start a three-game set against the White Sox in Chicago, in Colorado, home for four against Cleveland, three against Kansas City. Somewhere in there, maybe, you'd start Drew Hutchison, because I imagine he's going to get at least one start here before the All-Star break.
Makes sense. Could I please ask one more question?
You may.
Today was Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame Day, I believe, and that's where Mike was.
No, he was supposed to, but yeah, he was a little under the weather, didn't quite make it out there.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big, long-time Blue Jays fan, and you know, I'm following how they recognize former players, and I really think that they've missed the boat on Tom Henke. I feel that he should be on the level of excellence. I know he's already in the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame, but I know that Mike did the big push to have Tom Cheek get into the Cooperstown, which was amazing, and Tom Cheek obviously is on the level of excellence. But I feel this year with the bullpen woes, we should have our best bullpen guy who pitched in so many high leverage situations during the heyday of the team. He should be honored up there in the level of excellence. I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, it's not a bad call at all. 217 saves as a Blue Jay over 8 years for Terminator. Thanks for the call, David.
Thanks, Ben.
Don't mind that call at all. I'm in favor of honoring more folks on the level of excellence. How about some statues as well? I'd love to see some stuff actually inside Rogers Center. I'd love to see some sort of memorial. I mean, memorial sounds like somebody died, but like something to commemorate Joe Carter's home run, like in left field somewhere. Game 6 of 93. I think that would be fun. I'd like to see a lot of that stuff. Your phone call is in just a second. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on the cell. But we've got John Gibbons post-game. Let's hear from the manager after this 4-2 loss today.
John, quite a contrast to the type of game we saw yesterday. Really well-pitched game on both sides, I guess, huh?
Sure, it was a great ball game, you know. They came out swinging early, and, you know, Dickey held him in check. And we battled. You know, we've never been able to do anything against Britton. You know, we made a run at him. You know, it's uncharacteristic of him, you know, not, you know, losing the strike zone. And we had the right guys coming up. So, yeah, it was one of those ball games. Could have gone either way.
Ari seemed to be using the fastball a lot again today. Is he still having some difficulties getting into that feel for the knuckle?
Well, I don't know if he used it, you know, as much as he has in the past, you know. But, it's his game out there. He'll try to sneak attack him every now and then.
What did you think of the play that Carrera made in right field?
Oh, gosh, it doesn't get any better than that, you know, and to throw it on that distance on the money. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
With the home run as well, you got to be pretty pleased with what he's been able to do for you guys this season.
Oh, yeah, Z's, you know what, he was really good for us last year, and now he's going to get a chance to play more now with Hosey down, so, and he's taking advantage of it. He's playing great.
Less offense than you had the past couple games. Was it a case of hot pitching or?
Yeah, good pitching, no doubt about it. Guard has always been tough on us. You know, when he was down there in Texas, you know, it's his first start back, but he's good. He knows what he's doing, and they got a dynamite bullpen, one of the best in baseball. So when they got the lead late, a lot of times it stands that way, stays that way, you know. But they're good.
Battle for RA today.
What?
Is it just a battle for RA today?
Yeah, and he kept the game in check. Yeah. Against a good hitting team, you know, that swing it against him, you know.
There's John Gibbons postgame. Blue Jays lose 4-2, snapping their four-game winning streak. They have still taken 7 of 9 and have a chance to win the series tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock pregame for a 1:35 first pitch, Marcus Stroman against the 9-1 Chris Tillman. As the Orioles losing 3-4 at Rogers Center last weekend, but trying to turn this weekend into a series victory in their home ballpark. More of your phone calls. It's Blue Jays Talk. Andre's in Scarborough. You are on Blue Jays Talk, Andre.
Hey, Ben. Nice to hear you on Blue Jays Talk.
Thank you.
In a way, it's kind of good they lost because that's when it gets fun.
Oh, it's. I know. I know I sounded sarcastic. It is fun to do this. Trust me, sitting in this seat.
Yeah, those first couple of calls were pretty funny.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm okay with this loss. I mean, we might have been a Devin Travis base running error away from blowing this game open again.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it might get lost because it happened so early in the game. And I know it's Devin Travis thought he saw the throw over the cutoff man. He thought he was going to create something with his legs. It's a risk obviously not worth taking in that situation with none out. Got to make sure you don't create the first out at third base there with a chance to tie the game as well. Great job hitting it over Adam Jones's head to score Kevin Pillar. But you're right. I mean, that was a situation. I mean, we want to talk about space-time continuums. I mean, who knows what happens if he doesn't get thrown out trying to extend that into a triple there. But, a situation where Devin Travis will tell you he screwed up there. Just a base-running error.
For sure. And, yeah, I mean, Dickey was good enough today. I'm just pissed off that, I'm happy that we just hit up Mike Wright the way we did. I know he said Encarnacion's a great player, but I'm still happy we did what we did to him and them yesterday. So who cares about today?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Andre. The Orioles don't have a great starting staff. And this is kind of what Yovani Gallardo does. He dances through the raindrops. He allows base runners. He walks people. He gives up base hits, But against the Blue Jays, he doesn't give up that many runs. He gets out of trouble somehow. Boy, he had Justin Smoke's number today. As Justin Smoke could not lay off that breaking ball. Not a great outing for Justin Smoke. Fine outing by R.A. Dickey and a great opportunity. Well, there's opportunities up and down this game. But a great opportunity in the ninth inning. Bases loaded, one out for the reigning American League MVP. But on this occasion, unlike so many times recently, he was unable to get it done. Donaldson, though, reaching yet again. Grounding into that game-ending double play in the ninth inning, though. Back to the phone lines. Jay's in Innisfil.
Oh, hey, Ben. Thanks for taking my call. I think that's Devin Chavez's second time rounding a base on an opportunity to when someone scored and got thrown out. I don't remember what it happened last week, but that's not why I'm calling.
Mm-hmm.
Two quick points. Kudos to Ezequiel Carrera, who's been the ultimate backup outfielder. First of all, he saved their skin last Sunday with that unbelievable catch against the right field wall off of Alvarez against Grilly to win the game. Well, he would have scored a run or two.
Yep.
And again today, plus he's hitting over 300, plus he's hitting for power. It almost makes you not feel Bautista's absence while he's on the DL. So kudos to Carrera, who's infinitely better than Bautista, at least defensively now. But the reason I called was because I don't recall having an injured player like Tulowitzki being rushed up so quickly. I mean, they rushed him up to the major stats so that Usain Bolt could run 100 meters on Russian steroids. I mean, you know, it's not like it's game 5 or 6 of the World Series and you have a terrible defensive offensive shortstop who's hitting poorly, who's making errors. Tulowitzki's been hitting poorly and making errors, and Bonnie's been hitting contact. Today, Tulowitzki went 0-for-4. He probably left 4 or 5, maybe 6 runners on base. I don't really know. I was listening on the radio because I had to coach my son's baseball game. But what's the rush? One game in Dunedin, and boom, right up to Toronto, while you have Darwin Barney doing a good job defensively.
Yeah.
Doing a good job offensively. I just don't get it.
I was a little skeptical of that as well, Jay, but he did play in a couple extended spring games. He may have played in more Florida State League games if they were not in their All-Star break. But the guy's a veteran, and he feels okay. The only reason he's playing in rehab games to begin with is to get his timing back. If he believes he's ready to play, I think you got to lean on your veteran to tell you exactly that. And whether he's hitting it or not, he's still a threat. And by the way, again, he was rounding in Detroit Tulowitzki form before he went down with that injury. He was 0-for-4 today, did have a strikeout, but hit a couple of balls hard. One to center field that was a line drive. As much as everybody's jumping all over him, I thought there were good enough signs. The problem for Troy Tulowitzki early this year when he looked so, so bad is there was a lot of swing and miss. The strikeout today, I want to say it was he struck out looking in the second inning. But yeah, he hit a couple of balls that could have ended up as base hits today. He had nothing to show for it, but that was kind of the story of the Blue Jays' day at the plate today. 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Left a lot out there. But yeah, if Troy Tulowitzki tells me he's ready to play in the major leagues, I think I would trust him, Jay.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, if a guy thinks that all of Dickey's 14 or 17 starts, he's not going to win a game. I want a wager. Tell me that guy my number.
Yes.
I'm going to cash in all my RRSPs right now and go double or nothing because that was one of the more comical calls I've heard. Anyway, thanks for taking the call. You're doing a great job filling in.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, who's the worst starter in the Major Leagues of Baseball right now? Ubaldo Jimenez? If Ubaldo Jimenez made 17 more starts, I'd take that bet that he'd win one of them. Okay? Yes. Was that the first call we took? That was a fun call. We're getting better, though. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Here's Laura.
That previous caller just took the words kind of right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Troy Tulowitzki. He's had a few injuries since he's come to the Blue Jays. I kind of think that he should have to earn his way back into the lineup, leave the young guys in there until they prove themselves wrong. They're playing well. Why rush putting him back in the lineup?
if you have Troy Tulowitzki and he's fully healthy and he's ready to play, I mean, you have to play Troy Tulowitzki, especially the potential of Troy Tulowitzki. And again, nothing against Darwin Barney, Ryan Goins, and I know Barney was swinging a hot bat, although recently he was kind of reverting maybe to form a little bit. He has a long track record. And as poorly as Troy Tulowitzki has hit in his Blue Jays career, those numbers this year and last are better than Darwin Barney's career numbers. Like, even at horrible Troy Tulowitzki, which I don't expect to continue if he's healthy and given a long swath of games here to the end of the season, the potential of Troy Tulowitzki is just too great. And you can't, I mean, this is one of the best shortstops in the major leagues. It's not a situation where it's even a decision for John Gibbons, Laura.
Oh, well, I think I would have had more faith in the game if one of the others was in. That's just my...
And I get that's your thought, right, it's been a while since you've seen Troy Tulowitzki, and this team has gone on a nice little run without him. I understand that feeling entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, you got to revert to looking at the bigger picture and the career of all the players involved, Ryan Goins, Darwin Barney, and Troy Tulowitzki. Of the three, the only guy who has a long track record of success in the major leagues is Tulowitzki. He's one of the best in the major leagues. You got to play him.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, thanks for the call, Laura. Back to the phone lines. Oh, they're from everywhere. This guy's got a new hockey team. Donald's in Las Vegas. Hey, Donald.
The Las Vegas Black Knights.
That's a horrible name. Let's be honest. That's a horrible name.
I wanted Black Jacks, but
yeah, that would have made more sense, or Black Aces or something.
That would have worked out well, but anyway, we're glad to have a team.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to share a couple of stats about R.A. Dickey. It's just frustrating after his starts, you know, the things that I hear. Fact number one, he's the only 200-inning pitcher we have on the staff who's likely to give us 200 innings again this year. There's real value in that. Fact number two, he is in the bottom 10 of qualifying pitchers in run support so far this season.
Yep.
If he had the same run support as J-Hap or Marcus Stroman, he'd be leading this team in wins.
Yeah.
And fact number three is the R.A. Dickey effect. According to Fangraphs, over the last 3 years, the pitcher who pitches after R.A. Dickey in the same series pitches to an ERA of half a run less than they do otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, it totally makes sense.
Playoffs, there's something to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know John Gibbons didn't have all that much faith in him in his one playoff start a year ago because David Price was in there rather quickly. I guess he made two playoff starts, got lit up by the Royals at Rogers Center as well. But yeah, there's a lot to that. I think there's a lot more value in the long game of 30-plus starts for R.A. Dickey during a regular season as opposed to a like smaller sample size of 5- and 7-game series in the playoffs. But you're right, there's a lot of auxiliary benefits you get from R.A. Dickey, but one of the auxiliary negatives, of course, is forcing you to play Josh Tolley. But hey, he had a hit today, so that's
good. But how many teams in the major leagues have a good or average backup catcher?
Not many, that's for sure.
Not many.
And the people talking about acquiring one at the deadline, that guy is going to be marginally better than Josh Tolley. And Josh Tolley, as much as I don't believe he's a good offensive player, I don't know if he's this bad. Like, he's worse than a pitcher right now. He's not this bad. He has, in the past, albeit hitting eighth in front of the pitcher, had an on-base percentage of 340 as a New York Met. You're asking for him is to have an on-base in the high 200s, and he's as good, if not better, than any backup catcher you can find on the market.
I agree, and I'm just saying that I think that our starting staff is better with R.A. Dickey in it than with any of the substitutes that you could probably name right now. He's not even our fifth starter. He's at least our third best starter.
No question about it. Thanks for the call, Donald. Enjoy hockey in Las Vegas. More of your phone calls coming up. We're going to say goodbye to the network, have a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well. But taking your phone calls on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, until 8 o'clock, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on the cell. I'm Ben Ennis, in for Mike Wilner. This is the post-game show on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Read more about your Toronto Blue Jays in Sportsnet magazine. This is Toronto Blue Jays Baseball, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Performance, technology, luxury. and a little opportunism. It's driving season, and it's the perfect opportunity to trade up to an Acura. The Acura Own the Road event is on. Take advantage and step up to an Acura today. Trade in a competitor vehicle and receive up to a $1,000 incentive on a new Acura, above and beyond any of our other great offers. Don't wait. Make the most of driving season today and visit your local GTA Acura dealer. Hurry. Event ends June 30th.
Go to sportsnet.ca/meetthefuture for an inside look at the 2016 NHL Draft. You be the NHL GM. Scout, analyze, and have your questions answered by best-in-class prospects like Austin Matthews.
There's obviously players I like to model my game after, like Jonathan Toews.
Hear what Canadian team executives like Brian Berger say.
Liney's a big guy and ferocious player.
Rate your prospect, tweet your team, and let your analysis be heard. The 2016 NHL Draft. Go to sportsnet.ca/meetthefuture.
Imagine a bicycle stopping in a red light. While waiting, most people move the pedals into the optimum position for a powerful push forward. That's the kind of thinking that inspired Mazda's SkyActiv technology. To help achieve instant acceleration, Mazda optimized the position of the pistons to deliver more rapid combustion. It's one more way SkyActiv makes driving better. Get SkyActiv technology in almost every 2016 Mazda vehicle. To learn more, visit your Mazda dealer or Mazda.ca, because driving matters.
Hold up, we're not done with you yet. After the game, join Mike Wilner for Blue Jays Talk. Right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back to Toronto. Ben Ennis filling in for Mike Wilner. Blue Jays lose 4-2 in Baltimore to the Orioles. Chance to win the series in the rubber match. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. Quick look around the St. Louis Bar and Grill out-of-town scoreboard. The Red Sox went into today in a virtual tie with the Blue Jays for second in the American League East. Now they're a game up on the Blue Jays after they beat the Mariners 6-2. Rick Porcello improving to 8-2. He's got an ERA now under 4. Yankees win in Minnesota over the Twins 7-6 as they're back to 500 at 34-34. Tampa Bay Rays at home against the San Francisco Giants, and they are down to their final out, trailing the Giants 6-3. It's the Rockies in Miami taking on the Marlins. Marlins lead it 9-6. Indians all over the White Sox. Oh, poor little big game James Shields getting rocked again. The Indians lead it 8-0. Bottom of the fourth inning later tonight. Tigers, Royals, 8 o'clock. Pirates, Cubs, Braves, Mets, Brewers, Dodgers, Nationals, and Padres continuing their series. For the Blue Jays, they will wrap up this series tomorrow afternoon, 1:35, first pitch Eastern time. Marcus Stroman trying to put together back-to-back real good starts. He'll be countered by the Orioles ace, Chris Tillman, who is 9-1 this season. Then it's a day off Monday. Two games set against the Arizona Diamondbacks at Rogers Center. Blue Jays couldn't get it done offensively. More of your phone calls on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Mike Wilner back tomorrow. I'm Ben Ennis. If you're on the network, goodbye from Toronto.
And he lines one deep to right field. Back goes Carrera, still going back at the fence. He jumps. It's over his glove, off the wall, base hit. Heading for third, Scope. He's getting the wave home to throw. Now he stopped. Now he comes to the plate to throw at third. Skipped by Donaldson. Holding his ground at second is Machado with an RBI double. And Baltimore goes out in front 1-0 on a wild sequence here that could have cost the Blue Jays a lot more.
As it stood, just one run coming around to score on that play. Manny Machado is screwed out of an RBI. Jonathan Scope coming around to score. It's the Baltimore Orioles with a 4-2 win over the Blue Jays. It's Blue Jays talk. I'm Ben Ennis in for Mike Wilner. We're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Blue Jays lose the second game of three against the Orioles, but they won first game by quite a bit, if I recall correctly. That means it's all up for grabs tomorrow in the rubber match of this three-game series. Day off Monday before an interleague two-game set against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Phone lines are open. There's a couple of them still available. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on the cell. Taking your phone calls until the top of the hour. Lots to talk about. Can't score 10 runs every game, even though the Blue Jays in the previous seven had scored in double digits five times. That's not bad. The offense went wanting today, and they had plenty of opportunities to score. The Blue Jays went 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position. That's not ideal. And they had a glorious opportunity in the ninth inning. Bases loaded, one out. Should have been maybe bases loaded, none out. And a run already in. If a coin flip call went in Kevin Pillar's favor. All right, back to the phone line. Shane's in Toronto. You are on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Shane.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, you know, I just couldn't believe the negativity at the start of the hour. And I'm really pumped right now. I think the Jays are playing great baseball. I think two things are going to determine whether we go deep. I think one is winning series, which we've been doing. And the other is just quality starts from the starters. And if I'm not mistaken, it was our 47th, which leads the league.
Yep. The Cubs are second.
I mean, if our hitting is coming around, which it has in the last 2 weeks, I'm feeling pretty good about our chances. And I think people are nitpicking. Just the last few days alone, we've seen Pillar have a multi-homer game.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Saunders have a monster game. We've seen, Carrera being an amazing fourth outfielder and what he's been doing. So I think people like, say, Russell Martin, who had a poor start, or Evan, who had a poor start, and Tulo, we're allowed to have guys that are going through slumps. I mean, even with a 200 batting average, Tulo has been a great defender. And before his injury, he was still on pace for 20-plus home runs. I'll take that in the lineup that we have. And, you know, if we can give up three runs or four runs a game, I like our chances. So I'm feeling really good right now about our team.
Yeah, that's a recipe for success, you'd think, with this offense. If you give up four runs a game, this team, more often than not, I would say, is going to score five.
Even today, we had the bases loaded. We didn't register in the ninth inning. We had it twice. We had one out both times. So, you know what? You give me our chance with Donaldson and Edwin on deck, we're going to take that.
Yeah. It was a situation where the Blue Jays didn't get hits with runners in scoring position. They scored, 13 yesterday? That'll happen sometimes. And it's amazing how often it does happen when you score 26 runs over your previous two games, and then eventually you have an off night offensively. And even saying that, the Blue Jays had some pretty good opportunities. They had the seven hits. They had the bases loaded in the ninth inning. Zach Britton got one good pitch, and that's all it took for him to get out of it, because, again, I don't know about that coin flip strike three call to Kevin Pillar. He already had taken a walk in this game, just in his eighth of the season. Should have had two, by my accounting. The Blue Jays, again, have a chance to win a road series. All you're really looking to do is tread water-ish on the road. Blue Jays have done that and more. Yeah, there shouldn't be much negativity around this team now.
And the last thing I would say is, we've actually been having a really tough schedule. And we just played Baltimore. We've played the Yanks.
It's been murderous.
And now we're going to have a stretch of, I think, sub-500 teams. So let's see what the other teams can do when they beat each other up. So I really like our chances over the next 3 or 4 weeks. If we get quality starts the next 3 or 4 weeks, I think you're going to see a big, big jump, a big push. And I'm pretty excited about that. I think, we get performances from some of the other guys. I'm pretty excited right now.
Thanks for the phone call, Shane. There's reason to be excited. The Blue Jays still have a chance with a win tomorrow to pull to within one game of the Orioles. They already caught the Red Sox today. Of course, fell a game back after Boston's win over Seattle. The offense has gone ham. It has. Missing one of their big offensive weapons in Jose Bautista, but Michael Saunders has been an absolute revelation. Troy Tulowitzki now back in the lineup. That should be a good thing. And I know he didn't have a great game today. He was making contact, which was more than you could say about Tulo when he was really in his slump early in the season, striking out a ton. He was good before he got hurt, coming off the DL. I expect him to get back to that more than back to the early April Troy Tulowitzki. But as it stands right now, and you're right about the schedule, Blue Jays, oh my goodness, have played 41 in-division games, which is far and away the most in the division. They have been just beset by Red Sox, Orioles, Yankees, Rays, Red Sox, Yankees, Orioles, Orioles. This is the last in-division series before the All-Star break. Tomorrow's the last in-division game before the All-Star break. And they got the White Sox up ahead, who I know gave the Blue Jays fits at Rogers Center earlier this season, but that is not the same team. They've got the Rockies coming up who are kind of, I mean, they're overachieving, but that's not a dominating team, not a team that scares you. The Diamondbacks don't scare you. It's a little easier for the Blue Jays. But yes, reason to be excited. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Chris in London. You're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Oh, I'd like you to send Joe Carter a statue in the stadium.
Okay, I will do that. Rather easily, I think.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, he is responsible for the most iconic moment in the history of the franchise.
Yes, okay. And he's in the Hall of Fame, right?
No.
No, he's on the Wall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
He is?
I believe so. Is he not on the level of excellence? I think he is. Yeah. Yeah, he's on the level of excellence, yeah.
Oh, well, good. Okay, so you put a statue of him in there for, you know, for what you're saying is one hit. So Robbie Alomar, nothing. The dog.
Robbie Alomar is also on the level of excellence, and he has a banner.
No, we're talking about a statue.
Okay, I build him a statue too, sure.
Oh, okay. How much room you got in the stadium there?
Well, right now the statue count is at zero, so I think I got enough room for two.
Because the statue is... We just saw Gordie Howe's statue. We got John Beliveau's statue in Montreal. A statue is like someone who is like far and away better than anyone he played with and whatever. You know, Joe Carter?
I can't believe this is actually a conversation I'm having on the radio. Oh, no, yes.
You're going to have a Joe Carter statue?
Yes.
Oh, of course. Okay.
He's one of two people to win a World Series with a walk-off home run. It happened 20 years ago in this city.
It's 23 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. No. But for one hit. Okay, that's fine. Build a statue. One last question. You've been building up R.A. Dickey, you know, they're not getting hits for him and everything else. Who would you rather have today? Noah Syndergaard or...
Okay, this is a stupid argument.
Is it? Oh, stupid?
Okay. Yes, because of course you'd rather have Noah Syndergaard.
Of course you would. So stop defending Dickey. 4-8.
Just because I'd rather have Noah Syndergaard does not mean R.A. Dickey is a bad pitcher.
No, I'm not saying he's a bad pitcher.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying, who would you rather have? The guy you traded
I just answered that question. That's not a question that has any different answer. Like, nobody's going to answer that question any differently. Of course you'd rather have Noah Syndergaard. Okay, we got to let you go, Chris, because my brain is actually falling out of my ears. .741, Sportsnet 590, The Fans, Blue Jays talk. That guy's not serious, is he? I mean, he legitimately sounded serious. Sometimes listening to Mike Wilner and doing the Blue Jays talk, and again, I'm still enjoying myself. But that was, that you would believe a Joe Carter statue in left field to commemorate the most iconic moment in the history of this franchise and one of the top 10 iconic moments in the history of sports. Yeah, you're right. It was one hit. You're right, I guess. It was one moment in time. Yeah. All right, back to the phone lines. Carlos is in Halliburton. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Carlos.
Hi, and you thought Wilner had an easy job, eh?
Well, no, I never thought that. And again, like, I'd still rather be doing this than, I don't know, doing a lot of other jobs. But
I can tell you love it. Tulo. Tulo loves to look at the pitch down the middle. Smoke strikes out, bases loaded, he swings. Tulo, in most of his strikeouts, he watches the pitch go by. It just drives me crazy, this guy. If I'm Gibbons, if I'm Madden, Casey Stengel, or Girardi, one of those guys, I would drop Tulo to seventh or eighth. I would not have him batting higher than that.
Again, So as far as watching strikes go through the zone and not swinging, I've seen it a number of times this season.
A number of times. It's not a swing and miss. It's watching that third strike that drives us crazy.
Yeah, the strikeouts in general were a problem for him earlier this season. But before he got injured, he was absolutely turning things around offensively, and he has a long track record of success. If you want to move him down to seventh, eighth, I mean, he's sixth. He's hitting behind a guy in Justin Smoke, who, by most people's assertion, is a washout for what he could have been. He's a guy with an OPS around 700 and an on base that's a career on base that's barely over 300. He's hitting sixth behind that guy.
He does have power, though. Smoke does.
Troy Tulowitzki, though.
God, he's not showing it here, though.
No, like, well, he was starting to show it before he got hurt. Yes.
Yeah, but he's not great. The other thing I want to say is with Bautista, what was it, 11-0 yesterday? So he has to run into the wall? Mm-hmm. Why does he not take self-preservation into account and his impending free agency and not run into the wall?
That was a couple of days ago in Philadelphia,
okay.
Yes.
A couple of days ago. It could have been a week ago. Who cares?
Right. I don't think that's actually an instinct you want in your baseball players. It makes sense. I get it. I understand.
Ben, you're up by 9 runs.
Yeah. So then that's why you remove your players from blowout games because you're afraid of things like that happening. But it's baseball. It's sports. Injuries happen. I don't think I want my players backing off from the wall. It's not like he even dove on the play. It was a pretty innocuous looking play.
It was. He got his foot caught under the wall or something.
Yeah.
Now they say 15-day. That we know, the 15-day with the Jays probably means 30 days.
I don't know what that means.
Well, Tula was 15, and he's been out 3 weeks.
Yeah, what did he end up being? That's not 30 days, though. 3 weeks is not 30 days.
No, but he was out from the 15-day DL.
Right.
And he's back after
That's just the
weeks.
Name. That's what it's called, though, Carlos. It doesn't mean necessarily you have to be out. You have to be out a minimum of 15 days. It's just that's the name of the DL. There's a 15-day DL, and there's a 60-day DL. 15-day DL, you remain on the 40-man roster, but you're off the 25-man roster. And you have to be on it for 15 days.
Hosey's got some work to do if he wants to avoid that hometown discount.
Yeah, I guess.
He's got work to do. He's fourth on the list of power hitters there, behind his buddy Eddie and JD and Saunders.
Thanks for the call, Carlos. Yeah, Jose Bautista not having a spectacular season by any measure, and he would tell you that. But he's been a productive guy. He's got a great on-base percentage, and he's taken his fair share of walks. He's been very good for this Blue Jays team, and they will miss his bat. It's off the lineup. And, yeah, you don't think a guy's motivated to stay in the lineup with the potential dollars at stake for him at the end of the season? Of course he is. And to me, that's even more admirable the way he went into the wall in Philadelphia, knowing that there's a lot on the line for him if he doesn't stay healthy this season. Knowing that if he's hurt, if he doesn't show well, could be hundreds of millions of dollars at stake. I mean, he's not going to lose $100 million, but somebody's looking at him as a real option offensively next season. Go back to the phone lines. Jim is in Toronto. You're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Jim.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Just for that other caller, and I'll get to my point regarding Dickey there. I think when Dickey's finished as a Jay, we should have a statue for Dickey in there, too. What do you think of that, Ben?
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I missed that.
When Dickey's finished with the Jays,
I
think there should be a statue for him, too.
That's very good. Very good. Yeah, or maybe a statue about... yes. Right. It'll be right next to the Joe Carter statue.
That's right. Definitely. That seals it. Trumbo, I think it was in the eighth inning, and the guys commented on it when he waved badly at a couple of, I was just listening on the radio, but I don't know, he was a couple of sliders he waved badly on. They never went back to the slider. What's your take on that?
Yeah, he got a piece of that ball eventually to right field.
Fastball. They went to fastballs after that, and the guys are scratching their heads. Why the heck wouldn't they have gone back to the
slider? I got to go back and see what the count was at that point, but I believe it was not just he didn't throw him three pitches and two were sliders out of the zone.
One and two.
Right. I'd have to really go back and remember exactly the sequence, but either way, Mark Trumbo did not hit the ball hard by any stretch of the imagination, and in fact, it ended up being kind of a tweener, and it ended up being a 9-6 fielder's choice that scored a run.
Yeah, but that was responsible for the run.
You're right.
Insurance run, and then even if you leave Pilar out, it changes the ninth or top of the ninth the way it went. If it's only a one-run game.
If it's a one-run game, it certainly changes things. It does not change the result, the way things held, because the Blue Jays did not score in the bottom of the ninth, and they had the bases loaded one out. And they had the tying run on second base, and a base hit ties the game up, and an extra base hit gives the Blue Jays the lead.
But we had one out with bases loaded. Sac Fly comes into play and things like that.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson didn't hit it in the air. Didn't hit a sac fly either.
No.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jim. Jason Grilley looked, you know what, actually pretty Jason Grilley-like today, because even though he's gotten the job done, he has not exactly come in and produced 1-2-3 innings. But he struck people out, by and large. He didn't lose this ball game for the Blue Jays. The offense did not score against Giovanni Gallardo, although they knocked him out of the game after 5 innings, had opportunities against the bullpen, couldn't get it done. Before we sign off, I want to bring you some post-game comments from R.A. Dickey, the Blue Jays' hard luck loser today.
R.A., I know back in Detroit you were having a real tough time getting a feel for the knuckleball. It may have been a little bit better last time. Are you getting to the point where you're getting the feel back for it? Was today a much better day that way?
Yeah, I mean, with the knuckleball, every game sometimes is a maiden voyage, you know? I mean, it's just the way it is. But my last 10 starts, save one maybe in Detroit, I feel like I've had a really good feel for it. I mean, today included, I had a really hard, it was really hard, it was really late. You know, those guys hit. This park is, you know, it's not your ordinary park. Let's just say that. So balls that are hit up in the air to right field are either off the wall most times or gone. And you got to do a good job of managing the game around that. And so early on, it looked like the right-handers were really trying to go to right field a lot, maybe intentionally. So we changed the game plan up a little bit. And I put some speed onto my knuckleball and threw some good sinkers in, and we were able to get through it. But I felt fantastic, and I'm very optimistic, you know, at this point in the year.
A lot of kind of fans, people from the outside.
There was R.A. Dickey today after he gave up 3 runs, 2 earned over his 6 innings of work. It was a quality start, and it was more than enough to get the Blue Jays the victory, but the bats silent after scoring 13 runs yesterday. That'll happen. Blue Jays, though, still with a chance to win the series. They were 0-6 with runners in scoring position today. Couldn't get it done against Giovanni Gallardo, a guy they've had trouble with. A guy they have not had trouble with gets the start tomorrow, although he's cut a swath through the Major Leagues of Baseball this year. Chris Tillman on the mound. He is 9-1 this season with an ERA of 2.87. He gets the start against Marcus Stroman, who's 6-2, and coming off a real good start against the Philadelphia Phillies, got an ERA of 4.76, trying to string together back-to-back real good starts. Troy Tulowitzki back in the lineup today. Andy Burns was sent down. Tulowitzki was 0-4, had a strikeout, hit the ball hard a couple of times. Nothing to show for it. Blue Jays can pull back to within 1 game of first place in the American League East with a win tomorrow. Quick look on the out-of-town scoreboard. Red Sox win against the Mariners. Yankees win against the Twins. The Rays, they lose to the Giants. That'll do it for me. The Raj is up next on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Mike Wilner, hopefully back tomorrow. You've been listening to Blue Jays Baseball on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.